In the studio with me is George Hibben from Rookwood Pottery. He's the director of Stein Sales and Development. Welcome.
Thank you.
Talk about the history of Rookwood Pottery and their Stein production.
Well, Rookwood began in Cincinnati in 1880. Steins began to be developed, well, mugs were developed probably from the inception of the pottery, but lidded vessels are pretty much limited to the time frame from 1894 to 98. And there were two gentlemen involved with that, the famous potter Katero Sheri Yamadani, and then he had a gentleman that he brought back from Japan with him when he was visiting there once, named Asano. And the two of them were responsible for putting the lids on Rookwood Steins. Then there was another rendition of a lidded vessel, which was the 1948 Wiedemann Stein. And that, I do not believe Sheri Yamadani had anything to do with. It had a much more artisan quality to it, a little bit on the rustic side. But the others, the ones from the 1890s, they were definitely one-of-a-kind works of art.
And the lids were made out of metal.
They had largely a pewter ring with a ceramic insert, and typically the clay insert complemented the design that was on the body.
And these steins from the 1800s are very rare and very expensive.
Very rare, very expensive. The Commercial Club of Cincinnati did a series that I'm not quite sure how many were in the series, probably around 30, that were given to members of the Commercial Club from the then president of Rookwood, Mr. Taylor. And they have an inscription on the underside. And the lid is an embossed lid, all metal, with the logo of the Commercial Club of Cincinnati on the top, but then a personalized inscription underneath for each one. And the artwork on each of those steins is unique. So it's basically a number of different bodies, same lid, different inscription.
How long did they continue making steins?
Lidded vessels were just in the time frame 1894 to 98, from what I've been able to research. Drinking vessels, whether it be a mug or a three-handled mug called a teig, those have been made throughout Rookwood's tenure.
And how many were commercially designed? For instance, Wiedemann. Were there a lot of companies here, especially beer companies, who solicited those?
There really weren't. To my knowledge, there are relatively few. There's the Wiedemann. There's a Fall City mug for Louisville, Kentucky. There is a Peel's beer, and I believe that is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A very rare Bavarian's brewing company over in Covington. That one's hard to find. But that's pretty much it. It's very limited.
What kind of glazes are you using on steins in the current day?
Well, currently, the glazes that we're using will be a custom glaze for a client, depending on what they desire in the end effect of how the sculpture on the piece can be complemented by the glaze. Sometimes it's a multicolor application of glazes, which we did for Christian Morline. In the case of a new one that we're coming up with for the Blue Society, it'll be a monochrome blue glaze that will complement the sculpture on the stein itself.
Let's talk about this particular stein. It's going to be blue. Who came to you with the idea of doing this?
Mike Wayne, who is the director of the Cincy Blue Society. We had a very chance meeting at a brewery district meeting in Over the Rhine. And he and I started talking about beer steins, and we introduced ourselves. And one of the things that the Blue Society stands for is furthering the education of blues music in the area. And Mike himself is a great proponent of partnering with local businesses in order that everybody further their goals and their mission statements. So it was really a chance meeting that I think is just coming together beautifully.
And when was this meeting? How long ago?
It was probably September of 2012, just last year.
Did you take it on to do the carving of the mold?
I did the carving on the design. Roy Robinson created the shape and the artwork. Their mission statement, which is keeping the blues alive, is incised on the body of the stein. And then there's a rather iconic image of three blues musicians underneath that, and then the logo of the Cincinnati Blues Society with the Roebling Bridge. It is all incised carving, so as the cobalt blue glaze that we'll be using on it is sprayed on this stein, it should find all the crevices and really make the design pop.
And how long will it fire in a kiln?
Firing cycles are typically around a day, and it takes our kilns, we figure 2.5 days to go through a full firing cycle where the kiln is actually warming up, then hitting temperature, and then cooling down.
So there's a lot that goes into this process.
Yeah. During the course of pretty much everything that we make at Rookwood, at least 14 different people will touch an object as it proceeds through the pottery.
You mentioned before we started taping the fact that it was going to be so many ounces.
Roughly 20 to 22 ounces.
And that's the weight of the mug or how much
barrel? No, that should be the capacity. If we did all our planning right, that should be the capacity. One of the things that happens in everything that we make, we have about 11.5% shrinkage rate. So based on our design calculations and the final fired product, it should be somewhere in that range.
Each one of these steins will be signed and numbered?
No, it will not be signed and numbered. It will have the standard Rookwood marking on the bottom, which will have the ciphers of both myself and Roy Robinson. It will also have the Rookwood markings and the 2013 date on it. The first 300 will also be marked first edition. There's a special incentive for the first 300 folks that may buy one.
So there could be a second edition if the first sells out?
Oh, yeah. We are very hopeful. And based on the pre-publicity buzz that we're getting, a lot of people are very excited about this stein.
Well, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
That was George Hibben, Director of Stein Sales and Development at Rookwood Pottery. The commemorative stein for the Cincy Blues Society will be available online and also at the Cincy Blues Fest August 2nd and 3rd at Sawyer Point, where Rookwood Pottery will be set up at a booth. You'll find links to Rookwood Pottery and the Cincy Blues Society at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Let's take nice and easy and slow it all.